U of O President Michael Gottfredson agreed to add $1 million to finance the acquisition of Keatsy's papers. James Fox, the head of special collections and university archives, says students are already requesting to see them.
10 minutes before a local photographer came for the Register Guard article, I had a student at my door saying, "Can I see? I've heard that the Keatsy papers are here now. Can I come see them?"
The collection includes drafts of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Sometimes a Great Notion. Fox says people can use them to understand Keatsy's creative process.
It'll have notes about those drafts. It'll have words that he crossed out, other words that he put in instead, whole passages that he cut out.
Keatsy graduated from the U of O in 1957. Fox and others have been working to acquire his papers since the 1980s. Fox says the final price, $1,400,000, was reasonable and fair. One Jack Kerouac manuscript sold for more than $5 million. Anyone can request to see the papers as long as they provide a reason and don't mind being watched by surveillance cameras. The Keatsy family will keep copyright rights. For KLCC News, I'm Lucy Olson.